from the glory that was Venice in the late 1500s, music of Giovanni Gabrielli, Canzona 13, played by the Empire Brass. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown, and classical music time continues with two more Italian composers. And we have some German Baroque music, too. Telemann, a trumpet concerto coming up. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 in the morning. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. And from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Hedwig and the Angry Inch, it's a musical journey of love and loss. It's one weekend only, Thursday, October 24th through Saturday, October 26th. Suggested for mature audiences. More at theodorelawrence.com. The Vivaldi is one of those great Opus 3 concertos, a particularly rich vein of Vivaldi's composing. Here's the 8th concerto in A minor on KPR. Concerto number 8 in A minor from the rich Opus 3 of Antonio Vivaldi with Fabio Biondi, the violinist. Good morning, this is KPR. Next, Clementi piano sonata and some Telemann trumpet music. And next hour, we'll hear from the Midwest Chamber Ensemble. They'll have three musicians playing for you on Live Day. I guess that's next Friday already. And this Friday, we're having some live music with Wunderkind from MAPA, the Mid-America Performing Arts Alliance. One's a cellist, two are pianists, one's a violinist. And these are, I guess all four are young men who will be teenagers, who will be playing for us. Then their concerts for the public are October 18th at 7 p.m. at St. Lawrence Catholic Center. And the next day, October 19th at Pine Ridge Presbyterian Church at 7. More information at MAPA.org. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City, Abilene, and KansasPublicRadio.org. And the noon hour today on KPR opens up with the splendid waltz from Elgar, and we'll be off on an adventure through wooded surroundings in the forest for cello and piano, a tone poem from David Popper, classical music from noon to 3 on KPR. Here's the Clementi, played by Maria Tipo, pianist on Kansas Public Radio. That was by Muzio Clementi, piano sonata in D major from Opus 40, with Maria Tipo, pianist. Next hour, we'll hear the Troika, the sleigh ride, from Lieutenant Quiget, as well as Nels Verbani from 2015, featuring the KU Wind Ensemble and Sarah Frizoff, KU's previous flute professor. Also, music from Prince Igor in the 11 o'clock hour. All kinds of great classical music. So glad we're listening to it together here on KPR, where support for the classical music comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence. Locally owned for over 50 years, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com. Here's Wolfgang Bosch playing the trumpet with the German Baroque soloists for a trumpet concerto by Telemann now on KPR. The Telemann Trumpet Concerto in D on Kansas Public Radio. Join us for more about that at 3 o'clock for NPR's All Things Considered on KPR with Laura Lorson. Right now it's about 47 degrees in Lawrence, on the way up to 58. Tonight it's supposed to be frosty. After 2 in the morning, between about 2 and 10 a.m., it'll freeze. The low should be about 28. So tomorrow, after this frost, it should be sunny with a high near 62. Wednesday night's low, not so cold, about 38. Thursday, sunny, 69. And we'll end the week Friday with sunshine and a near-perfect high of 73. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute, and KansasPublicRadio.org. We'll have a sleigh ride at Troika from Lieutenant Kiji after the news.
Live from NPR News in 111 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Doubleday, publishers of Framed by John Grisham and Jim McCloskey, 10 true stories of innocent people framed for murder and their fight for freedom, also available as an audiobook. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Troika from the Lieutenant Kiji Suite by Sergei Prokofiev with the Utah Symphony Orchestra. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. In a bit, we'll hear some Kansas City musicians. And Erica Goodman, harpist, will play the impromptu for harp solo. It's like a big bouquet of harp music coming at you. And towards the end of the hour, listen for the KU Wind Ensemble for a piece from 2015 by Joel Puckett called Nels for Bonnie. But right now, let's listen to Five Bagatelles by Gerald Finzi, featuring clarinetist Alexander Fitterstein with the Tesla Quartet. That was by English composer Gerald Finzi, Five Bagatelles. That was the Tesla Quartet with Alexander Fitterstein, clarinetist, here on Kansas Public Radio, where support for the music comes from the KU School of Music, inviting KU alumni to return to the 100th Annual Vespers Choir, singing alongside fellow alumni while commemorating a century of Vespers tradition on Sunday, December 8th. Details at music.ku.edu. You can become a KPR sponsor and promote your business or organization. You can harness the trust and credibility of public radio. 82% of listeners take action because of an announcement heard on NPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. And now by Philip Lasser, Ballade, with Steve Lewis conducting the Midwest Chamber Ensemble of Kansas City, and Virginia Q. Backman is our flutist now. Just had a listener, Elizabeth, from Topeka, wondering if that were Morton Feldman. Well, not too far off. That's Philip Lasser, French. I'm probably saying his name wrong. But we are hearing Old Friends and New Clothes. That's the name of the album from the Midwest Chamber Ensemble. That was Philip Lasser's Ballade, featuring Virginia Q. Backman, flutist, and Steve Lewis conducting the Midwest Chamber Ensemble. Their next concert will be Sunday, October 27th at 4 p.m. with a pre-concert talk at 3:30 for Lewinters, Trio for Horn, Cello, and Piano, and the Beethoven Piano Trio in B-flat major, Opus 11, at the Lutheran Church of the Resurrection. And the three musicians giving this concert, Iman Chalchitori, Steve Lewis, horn, and John Livingston, piano, will be playing for you on KPR as part of Live Day next Friday already. Listen for them to give us some great music. And next, in fact, we'll hear again from the Midwest Chamber Ensemble. Philip Lasser liked to arrange music by Debussy and Fauré, and that's why the Midwest Chamber Ensemble's album is called Old Friends and New Clothes. Let's listen to Kansas City's greatest soprano, Sarah Tannehill Anderson, in this piece, After a Dream. Gabriel Fauré originally wrote it. After a Dream, Gabriel Fauré. Steve Lewis directing the Midwest Chamber Ensemble in Philip Lasser's arrangement of it, and our soprano with Sarah Tannehill Anderson, who will be part of our Live Day as well. Next Friday, October 25th, she'll be singing with the Lyric Arts Trio. They'll be playing for you through the radio at 2 o'clock from the KPR studios. Next on KPR, more music by Gabriel Fauré. Let's listen to this explosion of music that Fauré wrote so well for the harp and so well played here by Erica Goodman. It's called Impromptu for Harp Solo on KPR. I heard a harpist, Sarah Bullen, longtime harpist for the Chicago Symphony, give a master class to a young harpist who was working on that piece we just heard, Gabriel Fauré's Impromptu for Harp Solo. And Sarah shared with the student, "Don't hide behind the harp and bring it out big. When you play the Fauré Impromptu for Harp Solo, every eye on the room is going to be on you." And true, what an explosion of music that is, really showing off the harp. Good morning, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio from KU, where support for the classical music comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Lark, and Joshua Roman, performing on bass, violin, and cello, Sunday, November 3rd, 2 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu. And from Bowersock Capital Partners, a woman-owned and managed financial management firm with deep Kansas roots. Sanctuary Securities, member FINRUH-SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Now let's hear music from 2015 by Joel Puckett. This is called Nels for Bonnie, like Canals, K-N-E-L-L-S. It's Paul Popiel directing the University of Kansas Wind Ensemble, and the flutist is Sarah Frizoff on KPR. From 2015, a piece by Joel Puckett called Nels for Bonnie, with Paul Popiel directing the KU Wind Ensemble, and the flutist was Sarah Frizoff. Here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from KU.
I would love to meet all of you. Hope to see you there.
Love the way she says spooky. Destiny, our evening announcer. She's also a concert violinist. Live Day's coming up next Friday, so make plans for that. All day long, we'll be especially live and local as we present all live music during the classical hours. And Destiny's free concerts open to the public down at the library. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Hotel Elsinore tomorrow evening, a play with weary travelers, an unexpected will, and a production of Hamlet to rehearse before morning. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. And the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, open year-round, featuring nearly 10,000 animals. Admission supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife at home and around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org. This is kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR, Libya, Malawi, and Lesotho. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Indeed. Designed to be an end-to-end hiring solution for businesses of all sizes to attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one platform. Learn more at Indeed.com/NPR. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio from KU. Known as the Bach Gounod Ave Maria, the English Chamber Orchestra with cellist Julian Lloyd Webber here on Kansas Public Radio. Next, some music about Prince Igor, who was fighting against an invading tribe in 1185 and long ago Russia. It's the music of Alexander Borodin. Then we'll hear a Chopin impromptu and music by Jim Barnes is Appalachian Overture. Good morning. It's 10 minutes into the 11 o'clock hour, 52 degrees right now in Lawrence. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Green Lady Lounge and the Black Dolphin Lounge in Kansas City, featuring KC jazz musicians playing their original compositions. Information at greenladylounge.com. And this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth in Chanute. It's an after-school program for kindergarten through fifth-grade students, welcoming volunteers for special projects, reading to the children, or to share a talent or skill. Details on how to get involved at cherrystreet.org. And now with Jeffrey Simon and the BBC Symphony Chorus and the Philharmonia Orchestra, let's listen to a suite of music from Borodin's opera, Prince Igor, on KPR. First performed in Russia in 1890, it's the music of Alexander Borodin. It was unfinished at the time of his death in 1887, and Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov and Alexander Glazunov stepped in to finish it. We've just heard a suite from Borodin's opera, Prince Igor, about a 12th century prince, Igor Sviatoslavich, against the invading Cuman or Polovtsian tribes in 1185. The BBC Symphony Orchestra, the Philharmonia Chorus, all directed by Jeffrey Simon for Prince Igor music on Kansas Public Radio. Next is Chopin Impromptu and the Appalachian Overture. Stay tuned as the great music continues here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. We're live, we're local, we're KPR on FM 91.5 and 89.9 Atchison, and fall means it's time for KPR's annual Live Day, featuring classical performances throughout the day by musicians from the area in our studio and at the Lawrence Public Library. As part of Live Day, KPR's own Destiny Ann Mermegan will host a free concert at the library. It's all this next Friday night, October 25th, 7 p.m. You can get all the details at kansaspublicradio.org. One of the impromptus by Frédéric Chopin, that was the first one from Opus 29 and played by Mikhail Pletnev. Next, Appalachia. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Lark, and Joshua Roman, performing on bass, violin, and cello, Sunday, November 3rd, 2 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. Next, with the great director, Frederick Fennell, and a great band, too, the Kosei Wind Orchestra of Tokyo. This is by James Barnes, and it's called The Appalachian Overture, now on Kansas Public Radio. Frederick Fennell directing the Kosei Wind Orchestra of Tokyo for James Barnes, Appalachian Overture, here on Kansas Public Radio. Noon news and star dates next with 3 more hours of great classical music with Jeff Watson here on KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown. Have a great rest of your day. Destiny Mermegan will present her next Wellness Wednesday concert at 12 noon tomorrow, October 16th at Old Mission United Methodist Church, no admission charge. It's about healthiness and wellness and, of course, classical music with this magical woman, Destiny Ann Mermegan. And also at Old Mission on Thursday, the October 17th, day after tomorrow, the Opus 76 Quartet will perform music by Mozart and Beethoven at a concert that begins at 6 p.m., and there's no admission charge for that, to hear string quartet music by Mozart and Beethoven. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. You can see our playlists online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Morning Edition from NPR News brings you reporting from around the world.
NPR's Carrie Kahn is covering all this from the Venezuelan city of Caracas.
And we also realize there's plenty to learn at home, literally.
Here's my compost bin in the freezer. We've got some tomato bits, and now we're adding 2 tea bags.
Listen for the latest headlines plus useful life hacks every weekday on Morning Edition.
Join us in the morning for the next one. Tomorrow morning, it's all before classical music. Starts at 9 here on KPR. It's 12 noon now. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU on KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence. KANH and KANH, HD1 Emporia. KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City and KANQ, Chanute. Support for news next on KPR comes from the F.W. Houston Medical Center, Senior Living Center, providing senior care in Jefferson County for loved ones close to home. More information on tours and availability at 913-774-4340. And from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and Washington Post Associate Editor Karen Tumulty on Thursday at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Live from